claims the massive raids on their Mississippi plants by ICE agents were illegal. Koch Foods filing a motion last week claiming Immigration and Customs Enforcement violated the Fourth Amendment by searching and taking data without evidence or probable cause. An ICE spokesman responding to the accusations claiming federal search warrants were signed by a judge. And a new study finds vegetarians may be at a 20% higher risk of stroke than people who eat meat, but the researchers say they have to do more study because the reasons for the findings aren't clear. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning at 11:04. It's 70 degrees in Flemington, and it's kind of pleasant. I just walked to the post office. Forecast for today is continued partly sunny, most high of 76. Friday, there's a slight chance of rain after 2 p.m., cloudy with a high of 71. Friday night, there's a chance of rain, more of a chance of rain after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy, and then Saturday and Sunday both look to be sunny with highs in the upper 70s.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. I wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes.
I've got one more commercial to add. The Titanic is now booking passage across the Atlantic. Tickets are available for first class, second class, steerage, etc. So if you'd like to book passage aboard the Titanic. You know why I'm saying this?
I'm waiting for a joke.
The joke is you just played that commercial again. Of a defunct show.
I told you I was going to play it because I needed 2 minutes.
Oh. You could have picked any other button. It would have probably been an up-to-date.
I know, but I told you I said I'm going to play this because...
The Basement to the Attic with Steve and Patrick is no longer a show.
I know, but I told you I was going to play
this. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Off to another flying start.
Yeah.
Speaking of flying, Jennifer's microphone is all over the place. You can probably hear that. The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. I didn't know you were an Ed Sheeran fan. Are you an Ed Sheeran fan?
Yes.
You are. Did you see the movie yesterday?
No, I didn't.
He's in it. How big a fan could you be if your boy's in a movie and you haven't seen it? And the Beatles, and it's about Beatles music.
Yeah.
The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community supports to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, it's September. And you know what that means? Big savings at local businesses can be yours by showing your ACL library card. We'll give you all the details and what businesses are participating, if you need a library card, how to get one, etc., etc. The HCL Amateur Photography Show is now accepting entries. We've actually already accepted 40 entries, Jennifer.
Wow, that's a lot.
The show is in October, and the entry deadline is September 27th. So if you are a local photographer, we only accept the first 100. As I've said, we're already 40% filled. So get those entry forms in. We'll tell you how and where to find a form. Jennifer recently watched a documentary on how ships are kept together. She says it was riveting. We're getting ready for fall at ACL with concerts and speakers and a brand new youth services department. All that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jeff.
So what's this song about? Is Sheeran pining after a girl again? No, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He's trying not to.
What doesn't he care about?
Everything.
Why? I don't like this attitude from Ed. Is everything all right with Ed?
Really not.
What's some of your other favorite songs by Ed Sheeran?
I only know this one.
You just told me you were a big fan of his.
I did not know him.
Well, that's fine. You can just say, I like this song by Ed Sheeran.
I like this song by Ed Sheeran.
Don't pretend that you were in the Ed Sheeran fan club, so you're a Sheeran head or whatever the Ed Sheeran fans are called.
I am, however, the president of the local Desi Arnaz Jr. fan club.
Were you ever?
No, Marsha Brady.
Oh. Desi Arnaz Jr. I thought it was Davy Jones.
Oh, was it Davy Jones? Oh, she met Desi Arnaz because his housekeeper and Alice were friends. Okay, the Davy Jones fan club. Whatever.
And had that pan out for her. He got her to sing at the prom.
He did.
All right, now completely. Right.
So I used my library card at Factory Fuel the other day.
You did?
And I got.
And how did it work?
Very well.
So what was your discount?
40 cents.
40 cents.
It was 10%.
You got a small coffee or something?
Yep.
Okay, so Jennifer's referring to the discounts with your Hunterdon County Library Card program. It's throughout the month of September. September, you may or may not know, is national. Well, it's just library card sign-up month. I don't know if it's national.
It's national, yes.
It is national? So we try to get people to sign up for library cards that don't have them. That includes people in Hunterdon County. And one way we try to raise awareness for Hunterdon County library cards is by partnering with local businesses to provide discounts with everyone who has a library card. All you have to do is to walk in to any of these businesses I'm about to read to you in Hunterdon County, show them the library card during the month of September, and receive a discount on one of their services or goods. We've been doing this for several years now. It's been growing in popularity. Good way to save money for Christmas. Just pocket the savings, and then maybe you get an extra gift for someone. Maybe an Ed Sheeran CD be stuffed into someone's stocking. Okay, the businesses to save money yet this September. Crown Trophy of Flemington, our friend Jim Gineau, who has a radio show right after ours, is offering 10% off your awards order. Darrow's Sporting Edge in White House Station gives you 15% off. Sneakers Plus, our friend Chris Gackis, right over there on 202 in Flemington, right on the circle, 15% off your entire purchase. Attachments Jewelry right on Main Street here in Flemington. Main Street getting a new streetscape, Jennifer. New sidewalks. Is this a good sign that things are starting to happen downtown here?
I sure hope so. Yeah.
Attachments offers $5 off any purchase of $25 or more. Beyond Bijou and Clinton, buy one full price item, get the second 50% off. Bluefish Clothing, 10% off your total purchase. That's in Frenchtown. J. Jill's on the Shop of Flemington over on Rayville Avenue in Flemington. $50 off a purchase of $150 or more. Now, that's sizable.
Yes.
Sizable, especially for this back-to-school shopping. Do they offer, do they have kids' clothes?
They do not.
Oh. Back-to-college shopping?
More first-job shopping.
Okay, first-job shopping. You're a shopper at J. Jill, huh?
No, I just know what they have.
So you get $50 off your 150. Jennifer, go over there. You were just telling me how gas is too expensive. Spend $150 at J. Jill, then you have $50 for gas. You can go wherever you want. You can go to any buffet you want in the tri-state area. Enjoy yourself right over here in Stengel Road, the cute little gift shop that I've got. I like to go there in the fall and around Christmas time. They got some cool stuff in there. Have you ever been?
Not in years.
It's nice. I think it's changed ownership. I would check it out if I were. So. They're going to give you $5 off a purchase of $25 or more. Oh, that's good. I'm going to be there. I'll be there this month. If you're listening, enjoy yourself. I don't know what to say after that. Sage Boutique on Main Street in Flemington, $5 off a purchase of $25 or more. Basil Bandwagon Natural Markets in both Clinton and Flemington will give you 10% off an item. Factory Fuel, Jennifer said, 10% off your purchase. Garden State Salad on Main Street in Flemington, 10% off your order. Gabby's Pizza and Pasta, also on Main Street in Flemington. We're on the small circle, the small Route 12 circle, 10% off your total order. Grateful Bites on Route 12, one free coffee or tea with a purchase of a scone. Jersey Mike's Subs, 10% off your order. Italian Bakery and Cafe, $1 off a $10 purchase. Lone Eagle Brewing, I'll be doing this quite often. $1 off your first pint, flight, or growler per visit. Actually, I had a surprise. My daughter and my sister-in-law gave my wife and I, it was our 25th anniversary last week, and they had a surprise party at Lone Eagle. So it's a perfect place because I would never have thought there had been a party, but we walked in and
I saw the pictures. Yes,
did you?
I did.
There were pictures.
Yeah.
Where?
A picture on Facebook.
Picture of what?
Of the family.
Oh, that's right. My nephew took a picture. Back to the savings. EDJ Development Home Improvements: free gutters and gutter guards with a complete siding job. Vintage Shop in Clinton: 10% discount over a purchase with $20 or more. Act 2 Books, buy one book, get another 50% off. That's in Flemington. Barclays Gourmet Marketplace, Main Street, Flemington, 10% off. The Book Guarded in Frenchtown, 10% off most items, 20% off hardcovers. Burkett Supply Company, 10% off major appliance repair. That includes parts and labor, Jennifer. Califon Bookshop in Califon, 20% off the purchase. Comic Fusion in Flemington, 10% off one item. Ink Junction, 10% off $60 or more. Ready for a tattoo, Jennifer?
No.
Fish and Pets Plus, one free regular betta fish. That's on Commerce Street in Flemington over by, is the Bagel Club still over there?
It's by the Amish Market.
Yes, across the street. Or in the same.
No, it's in the same.
Oh, it's in the same thing as the Amish Market. Higgins News Agency on Main Street, free small 12-ounce coffee for coming by and showing your library card. The Spinnery, 10% off. Stowaway Self Storage, 50% off first month rent. Sunbeam General Store in Frenchtown, 10% off your purchase. Twice Told Tales, Moonstone Mystery Bookshop in Flemington, 10% off. Red Mill Museum Village, $2 off regular admission. St. Paul Christian School will give you a free t-shirt. Be Here Now Yoga, buy a new student two-pack for $25. Three-pack, Jennifer, for $25. Get the fourth class free. Gymnastics Unlimited, one free gift. Hunterdon County YMCA, one free, 1 week free trial pass for the entire family. Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center, complimentary one-day guest pass. Great Clips in Flemington and Clinton, $2 off a regular place haircut. Jersey Community Acupuncture, 2-for-1 treatments for new and recurring patients. And then finally, Leo Family Dental, free hygiene dental kit, one per card. So if you want to have a list for these businesses to keep in your car or put on your fridge at home so you know when you're going out in September where to show your library card, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right to the brochure right on the homepage. You can print that out or stop by any of our county libraries. And there's a big stack in each of the lobbies of the libraries of these brochures. And be sure to patronize these local businesses that are kind enough to celebrate National Library Card Sign Up Month with us. We'll go to our first commercial break. We'll be back with Today in History right after this.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Time for Today in History. Time every week, I ask Jennifer questions about our current date. Today is September 5th, 2019. I'm going to ask Jennifer and you some questions about events that happened on September 5th in years past. I'm also going to give you some names of people who were born or who have died on September 5th. See if you can tell me who they are. See if you remember who they are just by hearing their names. I bet you do. Let's go back to 1666, Jennifer. They finally put out the Great Fire of London, Jennifer. 10,000 buildings, including the old St. Paul's Cathedral, are destroyed. Within 1,000, Jennifer, how many people died in the Great Fire of London?
9,000.
The correct answer is 6.
Excellent.
Only 6 people died.
Marvelous.
Back in 1666. Of course, in 1666, there were probably only 40 people that lived in the whole city. You think?
No.
1666 was a long time ago. I'm actually surprised there were 10,000 buildings in London. That's pretty strange.
No, it was,
you know how many buildings were in the United States in 1666?
Oh, 1666.
11. In the whole United States. And they were in they were made out of logs that were hewn by... Okay, never mind. 1781, Jennifer, was the Battle of Chesapeake on this date. What was significant about the Battle of the Chesapeake?
It was the last official battle of the Revolutionary War.
That's not technically correct, but you're on the right track. Cornwallis was cornered in Yorktown, and he tried to escape by the sea. But the French Navy arrived and would not allow that to happen, Jennifer. The British Navy was then caught. Cornwallis eventually surrendered. And the American Revolution, even though there were some more battles after that, eventually came to an end. This is a weird question, Jennifer. I'm going to ask it anyway. In 1798, Jennifer, conscription is made mandatory in France. What is conscription?
It's a draft.
Very good. It's the draft. I didn't know that. I didn't know what's conscription. I'd never heard that word before. Is that one of your archaic words?
It isn't, as a matter of fact.
It is?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Because it's really not.
Okay, Jennifer, 1836, the Republic of Texas elects its first president. The president of Texas.
Who did they elect?
Sam Houston.
Very good.
Can I just do an aside about taxes?
Mm.
I was just reading a really great book that our pals at Library Love Fest from HarperCollins recommends coming out in April called Valentine, set in Odessa, Texas. I did not know there was a town in Texas called Monahans.
Monahans?
Plural.
I didn't either, Jennifer. I bet most people don't unless you live in Monahans or a surrounding community.
Yes.
Was it a big town?
No, about mid-size, yeah.
Would Ed Sheeran ever perform a concert there?
Probably not.
Is there a venue large enough in Monahans?
I doubt it.
To house Ed Sheeran. Monahans, Texas. Where in the, about in the state is it?
It's in the western part.
By El Paso?
Mm. Mm. Well, it's near Odessa. It's within driving distance. But I guess everything is pretty far apart in Texas.
Yeah, so you plan on going there? Any connection to the family?
Not that I'm aware.
Why don't you do a little research? Library, Huntington County Library has several genealogy sources and several databases to help in such searches. So if that's something like that intrigues you and you're at home and you want to find out all about Monahans.
Actually, you have to come into the library to use our genealogy database. But
why is that a problem?
Well, because you just said if you're at home.
At home, you get your car keys out?
Yes.
Or if you walk or take an Uber. Okay, 1927, Jennifer. The first Oswald the Lucky Rabbit cartoon called Trolley Troubles is produced and released by Universal Pictures. Why would we remember this? Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Because he eventually became Bugs Bunny.
You're on the right track, but not quite. So Oswald the Lucky Rabbit was the first creation by Walter Elias Disney.
That's not close to the right track.
Well, I'm getting there, Jennifer. Okay. I'm about to tell you a story. Settle in. So that was it was a creation by Walt Disney. It became very popular, actually, until the producer, I forget the guy's name, stole the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Walt Disney went out to New York. They had a big thing. It turned out that the guy had some kind of shady deal, and he got the rights to Oswald the Rabbit, leaving Walt Disney with nothing. So Walt Disney gets on the train going back to California and starts sketching and comes up with Mickey Mouse. End of story. Okay, so fortuitous circumstance.
So the rabbit morphed into a...
to a mouse. Yes. He wanted to call him Mortimer Mouse. His wife was sitting next to him, and he said, not Mortimer, Mickey.
Well, I wish a rabbit had been caught in my sink drain on Monday instead of a mouse. It would have been easier to pull out.
Oh, will you let this go already?
I can't. It's disgusting.
It's a minor homeowner problem. There's going to be other ones, Jennifer.
Let's hope not. Okay, what's next?
Okay, Muhammad Ali wins a gold medal at the Olympic Games on this date in 1960 in Rome. My question to you, what was his weight class?
I don't think he was a heavyweight. Bantam.
He was a light heavyweight, Muhammad Ali. Of course, known back then as Cassius Clay, became a three-time, I believe, world champion. And then finally, our last event, in Sacramento, California. Not a good day for U.S. President Gerald Ford. Why, Jennifer?
An assassination attempt.
Correct. Who was the attemptee?
I don't recall.
Lynette Squeaky Frome, why she wasn't in prison already is beyond me. Because she was, if you remember, a member of the Manson family. Why was Lynette Frome not already in prison from the events from 1969?
I can't answer that. I was mostly following the Mets in 1969.
That whole, I don't know. This was only 6 years later, and here she tries to kill the President of the United States. I don't know, Jennifer. Okay, born on this date in 1847, Jesse James.
He and his brothers were famous gangsters.
With his one brother, yes.
Frank, I was Jesse James in sixth grade, I think, or seventh grade for Halloween.
Were you? What inspired that?
Well, we used to make our own, assemble our own costumes. And I had a shirt with kind of a Western yoke. And we had cap guns because you could have those back in the day.
Cool. What year?
I'm guessing 80, 81.
Oh. Keep
maybe
forgetting you're
not.
Quite a bit younger than I am. Keep forgetting that. Okay, yeah, Jesse James was fought in the Civil War. When the Civil War ended, a lot of these guys out west didn't know what to do with themselves, and he became an outlaw and a bandit. Actually, back in those days, too, they were kind of romanticized, like you're part of the old west kind of lore and legend, but he was a bad guy, Jennifer. You shouldn't have dressed like him for Halloween. He's a bad guy.
There's a Brady Bunch episode where... Bobby, the youngest one.
Idolizes him, Brenda. They find out that he was a bad guy.
Yes.
Very important lesson. 1929, Bob Newhart was born.
Oh, that's funny. We were talking about Daryl the other day. Daryl, my brother Daryl. He was a TV star. He had his own show. Originally married to Tyler Moore Show.
He was always on right after the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Was he a spinoff of anything, or was he always Bob Newhart? And then he had like a new Bob Newhart show, and it was all a dream.
Yes, a very famous ending to his second show. His first show was just called The Bob Newhart Show. Second show was just called Newhart, and was set in an inn in Vermont. He was a famous stand-up comedian, very dry wit, and he's been in a lot of movies and other things. He was in the movie Elf, actually, Will Ferrell. I know you don't know that, but he played Will Ferrell's Papa Elf. And he's been in a lot of other things. I think he had a recurring role in The Big Bang Theory as well, Jennifer. 1946, Freddie Mercury.
Penny, are you in there?
What's that mean?
That's from my father. It's from Big Bang Theory.
He's a big fan of it?
He is.
But then he would know that Bob Newhart was on the show.
Freddie Mercury, he was the lead singer of Queen.
Correct. Name me three Queen songs.
Fat Bottom Girls.
What? Where does that come up first?
We Are the Champions, and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Very good. Okay, 1981, Michael Keaton was born. Keaton.
He's a movie actor?
Yes.
Yeah, but then you're going to ask him what he's in, and it's right there.
Can you picture him?
I can.
Best known as a comic actor, been in a lot of things. He actually did portray
Batman
once,
yeah.
Yes, in the movies. He was one of, I think he was the first Batman, the Tim Ricer, or whatever that guy's name, the weird producer guy, like Edward Scissorhands. What's his name? Tim Rice?
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton's Batman series. He was the first Batman. Tim Rice was. Lyricist that wrote songs for The Lion King with Elton John. I watched Rocket Man the other night, by the way.
Oh, how'd you like it?
My wife really liked it. I liked it, too. It was good. Are they going to make a Broadway musical? It seems to be
probably,
the next step. Right? It was
so
set
tiring.
Like a Broadway musical.
I know, but it's very tiresome that they keep doing these Broadway musicals based on life works.
I was impressed that Elton John was very open about his life.
Here's something kind of...
He obviously did a lot of bad things, but he just, warts and all.
Here's a little known piece of trivia that probably nobody cares about.
About Elton John?
Mm-hmm. When he
was... Was it in the movie?
When he got his knighthood, the Lord Chamberlain announced him as Sir John Elton.
Oh, yeah?
His name back. So he was knighted backwards. Reginald... Owen? No. Reginald... His real name.
Reginald Dwight.
Dwight.
Yeah, he should have been knighted Reginald Dwight. Mm. Interesting. That wasn't in the movie. It kind of ended. It kind of ended when he was young.
I mean, it's kind of minutia, and nobody really cares.
The movie ended in, like, the mid-80s.
I don't know. This was very recent.
Right. But that was, interesting. They give a life story of a guy... And it's still 30 more years.
Now I hear a sequel.
No.
Have you seen Blinded by the Light since you're talking about it?
Yes, I have.
Did you like it?
It was good. It was corny in parts, but was good. Good movie. Good message. Good. You know.
Even though you just said that you're older than I am, we're both kind of children of the '80s.
Yes, I was high school, college '80s though. I was a child of the 70s, Jennifer.
But I was high school and college in the 80s, too.
I mean, I graduated high school in the beginning of the 80s. So.
I was trying to, you know.
Oh, no. Make me feel better?
Yeah.
No, I was a child of the 70s. I started school in the 60s.
Wow.
So there.
Okay, what else?
The 1960s.
Oh. 1660s?
Okay, died on this date. Jennifer's always favorite part of the game. Catherine Parr died on this date in 1548.
She was one of Henry the Eighth's.
It was Henry the Eighth's sixth and last wife. Yes, and how did she die?
Oh, she was probably beheaded.
Incorrect. I won. That's how I was trying to lead you into an incorrect answer there.
Thank you. Why would you do that?
Henry the Eighth actually died. Before her, and then she remarried and died of some other reason.
Why would you
I don't know.
An incorrect answer?
I don't know. Try to trick you. Try to keep you humble.
Yeah.
1977, Crazy Horse died on September 5th.
He was an Indian chief. I'm surprised he lived that long.
1877?
What? Wow. I thought you said 1977.
No.
1870. Alamo? Error?
No, Crazy Horse probably most famously was part of the Little Bighorn Massacre. I think he was died in captivity by, I think he was bayoneted by a U.S. soldier or something like that for trying to escape or something. I don't know. Crazy Horse. Ended up becoming the backup band for Neil Young. And then finally, 1999, you'll know this. Everybody knows this. You shouldn't know this, but you'll know it. It's one of those people that everybody knows for some odd reason, even though he hasn't been relevant. Even when he was relevant, he wasn't that relevant. And he's been relevant for 30 years. Alan Funt.
He was the host of Candid Camera.
Right. Now, how do you just know that off the top of your head? Right? Isn't that weird?
It is.
Alan Funt. You can picture him. But Candid Camera, was it that big a show?
I never watched it.
It was probably the first, think about it. It's probably the first reality TV show. Yeah. Besides sports, obviously.
Or Art Carney's The Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Or that. That wasn't Art Carney. That was
Art Linkletter.
Art Linkletter, correct. Okay, and that's today in history.
All right. So do you want the 10 words we should use again or the trivia I tried?
10 words we should use again. I'll just try trivia first. But look, first, let me tell you that it's 11:37. Jim Gannot will be in 20 minutes with his show, Taking Care of Business, Advice for Small Business Owners. Be sure to stay tuned for that. Okay, Jennifer.
Okay, and if you want these pieces of paper afterwards because you think you can do something with them, knock yourself out. I'm going to name you two first names.
I could at least start a fire with them.
Okay. you tell me their last name.
Okay.
And name a...
Wait, say this again? You're going to give me a first name of somebody?
I'm going to give you two first names.
Yeah.
Of movie TV stars.
Okay.
Their father and son.
Okay. All of them are father and son?
Yes.
Okay.
Some are several generations of fathers and sons. And you tell me something about them.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I think I'm on board.
Okay. Tom and Colin.
Tom and Colin? Sounds like a drink. I'm thirsty. Tom and Colin. Tom. I don't know.
Hanks.
Oh, Colin Hanks. Yes, of course. So Tom Hanks has been in every movie since 1985. Right. And Colin Hanks had a bit part in Tom Hanks' movie... That Thing You Do. He played an escort to Liv Tyler going to the TV show.
Oh, interesting. Because I was able to find some where they were in the same involvement.
But he also has a minor acting career on his own, for sure.
Roswell Band of Brothers.
Yes.
Jeremy and Max.
Irons?
Yes.
Jeremy Irons was the voice of Scar in Disney's The Lion King.
Yes.
Max Irons, I have no idea what he's done.
Red Riding Hood, The White Queen...
Gotcha.
Donald and Kiefer.
The Sutherlands. Donald was in Jennifer's one of Jennifer's favorite movies, MASH.
But actually, I've only seen the movie once.
Donald Sutherland was in the Hunger Games trilogy as the bad President Snow. What was his name? And then Kiefer Sutherland, of course, 24 was probably his biggest series. He was in Young Guns, DVD alert for you, The Lost Boys, about vampires in California. Very good movie.
And they worked together on A Time to Kill in 2006. Jerry and...
That's right. Donald was... Yeah, that, DVD alert number two, A Time to Kill, is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Hmm. Another layer of the onion.
It's great. The tasty layer.
Jerry and Ben.
Jerry and Ben, that would be the Stillers.
Yes.
So Jerry Stiller, famous for George's father on Seinfeld, and also King of Queens, he played Carrie's father.
Yeah.
And then Ben Stiller, the Meet the Parents, Zoolander.
They were actually both in Zoolander. The Heartbreak Kid, Heavyweights, and Hot Pursuit.
Jerry Stiller was also Mr. Pinky in Hairspray.
This one is a father, son, and grandfather.
Anne Meara was the mother.
Yes. I saw her in Romeo and Juliet one time.
Live?
Yep.
Cool.
The public theater in East Village was marvelous. Kirk, Michael, and Cameron.
Kirk, Michael, and Cameron. Douglas.
Yes.
Cameron Douglas? That's a grandchild?
He's Michael Douglas's son. He was in Mr. Nice Guy, It Runs in the Family, National Lampoon's Adam and Eve, but he has been in trouble and he's been arrested several times. He was released from prison last year, and he has a forthcoming book out in October, A Long Way Home.
So Michael Douglas, the American president, falling down, Wall Street, etc., etc.
Right.
Kirk Douglas, Disney movie. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Harpoonist Ned Land. And he actually sings in that movie, Jennifer, A Whale of a Tale. Got a whale of a tale to tell you, son. A whale of a tale or two.
Okay, I have a father and two sons. Two of them work under a student, not a stage name. Charlie Martin and Emilio.
Yep, that's Estevez and the Sheens. So Martin Sheen's actually in a show that my wife is watching called, you probably like this, Jennifer, it's called Grace and Frankie. It stars Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin Jane Fonda was married to Martin Sheen and Lily Tomlin was married to Sam Waterston, who's another famous actor. But then Waterston and Sheen end up falling in love with each other. And then break up the marriages and how Grace and Frankie how Fonda and Tomlin deal with it. My wife loves this show.
And Lily Tomlin worked with Martin Sheen on West Wing. She was his second secretary. This one, I think you'll get, but it's a little bit harder.
And Martin Sheen was in Stephen King's The Dead Zone, another one of my favorite movies.
Gary and Jake.
I don't know.
Busey.
I was going to say Busey. I don't know a Jake Busey. I just watched a movie with Gary Busey. What was it? Oh, it was Lethal Weapon.
He was in Straight Time.
He also played Buddy Holly. Gary Busey portrayed Buddy Holly the Buddy Holly story.
This one, I don't know if you're going to know the son. Will and Jaden.
Will Smith.
Yes.
Jaden was in the Karate Kid remake, I believe. And Will Smith has been in everything.
Right.
Kind of like Tom Hanks. Wilson. Independence Day, Men in Black. We'll just hit his alien movies.
Jeff Lloyd and Bo.
The Bridges. Lloyd Bridges. Was he Spartacus? Oh, Kirk Douglas was also, I just watched the other day, was Vincent Van Gogh in Lust for Life. Kirk Douglas. Oh, Bridges. I mean, we're on the Bridges. Lloyd Bridges was actually on Seinfeld, too, is the thing. But Lloyd Bridges, I think he was Spartacus. Jeff Bridges. Oh, Bo, did you say?
Yeah.
Like Jeff Bridges is probably the most popular of all of them. Right. He was in True Heart, Starman, True Grit, was the Crazy Heart. That was the country music one. They were both in the fabulous Baker Boys, Bo and Jeff. Bo Bridges, I don't forget what else he was in.
The Other Side of the Mountain, Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire, that's right. He was the father of that.
Clint and Scott.
Clint. Clint Eastwood?
Yes.
I didn't even know there was a Scott Eastwood.
He was in Gran Torino with his father.
DVD, talking about movies, Warts and All, is Clint Eastwood's Oscar-winning turn as director for Unforgiven. Have you ever seen that?
I have.
Good movie, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it's a Western, like Western should have been made. That's how it was in the West. It wasn't glamorized. It was ugly.
Earlier Jesse James comment. Okay, two more. Peter and Henry.
Peter and Henry Falk? No, Peter...
right F.
What?
F is the right letter.
Peter Fonda?
Yes.
Oh. What about Henry and Peter?
I said Peter and Henry. Henry and Peter.
Oh, it is Henry and Peter.
Yes.
So Henry Fonda, I just watched him in Mr. Roberts, who's in My Darling Clementine. He's been in a million things, too. And Peter Fonda just died, I believe.
He did.
Easy Rider, I guess, is what he's best known for.
And Yuli's Gold. And the last one is Carl and Rob Reiner.
Reiner.
Oh, I took Reiner.
Carl Reiner, most famous probably for the Dick Van Dyke Show. He played the boss. He was also a comedian with Mel Brooks. They did a lot of skits together.
He did The Jerk and Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid with Steve Martin.
And then Rob Reiner, of course, Meathead. And he's done a lot of those rom-com movies. Spinal Tap was his, too, I believe. And
so, do you want these from me?
Sure, I'll hold on to it. Thank you. Very nice, Jennifer. I love it when you do research for the radio show.
You like that?
Yes. Okay, it's 11:45. It's time for our last commercial break. We'll come back with 10 more minutes of the library show right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the library show. Jim Gunnell will be in a few short minutes.
There was Typhoon Tessie. Met her on the coast of Java. She would kiss me anytime that I would ask her. Then one evening her flame of love went out. Blow me down and pick me up. She swapped me for a trout.
Very nice.
That's Whale of a Tale from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, sung by Kirk Douglas.
I see. Where are you going with this?
Okay. I got 10 minutes left. I need to mention the photo show. I mentioned it at the top of the show.
Sure do.
The HCL Amateur Photography Show. We've been doing this for 30 years now. It's October 2019. It's open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. We ask that you enter by either going to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and clicking on the link on the homepage that takes you to an entry form to print out and send in, or you can pick up an entry form at any of the county libraries. It's a really fun event we've been doing every year for the last 30 years. We hang the amateur photographers' pictures in the gallery, and then we'll have a judge, namely Walter Horoszewski from those lovely New Jersey, Hunterdon County, Bucks County coffee table book fame will be our judge. There's several categories. We have adults, we have students, we have wildlife, landscapes. It's all on the entry form. If you're interested, in which we hope you are, there's cash prizes for first place in every category, as well as a cash prize for public's choice, which is voted on by our library patrons and staff, etc. We'll have a nice little award ceremony on Wednesday, October 9th. All who enter the show are invited. We'll announce the winners there. We'll have refreshments. Walter will be there as well and actually do a program.
That looks really
right after the show. It's called Early Fine Art. What's the name of it again? Fine Art Through the Ages or something?
Yeah, it looks really interesting.
Like ancient art. That's what it's called. Art before there were such things as cameras and canvases. Yes. So Walter's a very engaging speaker. So once again, you have until Friday, September 27th to enter. 40 people have already taken me up and have entered the show, so there are 60 spots left. So if you are a photographer or know a photographer, you'll have a great time doing it with us. And then once again, the show will be on display throughout the month of October. Be sure to stop by and check it out. It's quite an impressive show. The end.
The end. How about some fall concerts?
How about some fall concerts, Jennifer? Our first fall concert of the fall, which isn't quite fall yet, but of the season, is next Wednesday, September 11th. We welcome a new band to the Hunterdon County Library, Circle Round the Sun. It's Americana music. That's really all I can tell you about them right now, but I did hear their tapes, and they're an excellent band, a very tight group. So if you like Americana music, come out next Wednesday, September 11th. To hear Circle Around the Sun. 2 weeks after that, our second concert in September is Ray Camillay's Musical Flea Market, Trifles and Treasures from Our Melodious Past. Ray gives a lot of background about music and then sings and plays the guitar himself. All of our concerts start at 7 p.m. They're all on Wednesdays. We have two a month between September and December. They're all free and open to the public. They are made possible by a grant by the New Jersey State Council of the Arts and the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. Other shows coming up are Pete Gumbo and the Hot Peppers. That's Zydeco music. The music of Simon and Garfunkel will be another concert. Classical violinist David Podels, the Stoneheart Bluegrass Band, the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet doing a jazz holiday, and the Hunterdon Harmonizers in their annual holiday show. So the Hunterdon County Library, as well as the North County Branch Library, which has their own set of concerts, it's a place to come hear free music this fall, Jennifer. And then we'll do it all again in the winter. And this does not even include our afternoon concert series, which we've been doing for 25 years with singer, pianist, narrator Fred Miller. Mm-hmm. So all of this information is online at hclibrary.us. And
Fred,
if you want to
read it.
Fred starts next week?
Yes.
Ooh, I better get on that. I didn't realize that. So if you want to, we ask that you reserve a seat because some of these shows do fill up. You can do so by going online, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's an event calendar. You can click on that and then sign up through the event calendar and also get more information about all of our concerts and speakers and programs. Just remember our webpage, hclibrary.us.
So I wanted to mention that next year is the census year.
Is it?
It is. Every 10 years they do a count of everybody in the United States. It helps distribute funding, federal funding. Congressional districts are made or broken with as the population shifts around.
So maybe we'll get another liquor license here in Flemington. Does that matter?
Yeah, it's because it's based on population. It's awesome. One of the things. Yeah. So the library is going to be partnering with the local, with the Hunterdon County team, and we're going to be providing places that people can come in if they'd rather do their census online. There'll be programs about the census, and there'll be some fun programs about different things the census has taught us about Hunterdon County through the years. So start watching for some information about that.
Is the library participating? Are we assisting in this census?
Yeah, we're providing a place for...
We're just providing a place, but we
place
don't...
for training. We'll be a clearinghouse for information. Right now we've got signs up for jobs, part-time census.
I meant just for the census itself. Is there any way we can assist?
We'll have a kiosk where people can come in and fill out the census.
Oh, so people don't have to go door-to-door anymore?
No, a lot of it's done online. You'll get something
really?
In the mail.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Really?
I think I remember that from last time. Yeah. Actually, we have some old censuses from when my father was a baby and I think my mother's family, too. Just fascinating. It was the 19-something from the 30s census. I have them both from both sides of my parents. Just fascinating stuff.
It is. And they release it every 20 years, a generation, kind of for privacy, I suppose. And when the 1940 census was released.
That must have been the 40 census.
A few years ago. It was very exciting because a lot of people had traced their genealogy up through the 30s, and then they couldn't go any further.
Yep.
So the 40s were released probably within the last 10 years.
So they ask the same type of questions, I'm assuming?
Yeah, the typical questions are, who lives in your house, how old are they?
What are their jobs?
What are your jobs, where were you born, where were your parents born, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And it was pretty interesting because we never knew the name of my grandfather's mother. And when we heard it, we assumed she was German, and it turns out she was Irish.
Interesting.
So.
All right, so look forward to that.
Look for that. Our programs, our speaker programs, start on Tuesday night, Tummy Turmoil with Gianna, the Headquarters Library at 7 o'clock. On the 2 weeks later, on the 24th, we'll be having Tai Chi again at 7 o'clock, and look for author Laura Bradford at the end of October at the Headquarters Library. She's a mystery author and an Amish woman's author. So look for that and a whole lot more. And stop in. There's new things being added to the children's room every day. We have a new young adult librarian. So those things are going to be changing and being brought to the forefront. So Jim's holding up his phone. I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Nice.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After devastating the Bahama Islands and then brushing the east coast of Florida and Georgia, Hurricane Dorian, now a Category 2 storm, is bringing its impacts to South Carolina, pelting the coastal sections with rain and wind, and it could make landfall later today or tonight in North Carolina. Here's that state's Governor Roy Cooper.
Storm surges will be as high as 7 feet. Hundreds of thousands will lose power, and that has already begun. Winds will topple trees and power lines, and roads and buildings will be flooded.
Wall Street trading higher today. The Dow Jones average has been up more than 450 points at times after Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin announces that the U.S. and China have agreed to meet to again discuss trying to end a trade war. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/localalerts.
The deadly boat fire off the coast of Santa Barbara over the weekend may have been caused by a cell phone charging station. The LA Times reporting that the surviving crew members told the owner of the boat that carried them to safety that the fire started in the galley near where cell phones and cameras had been plugged in to charge overnight. The NTSB has not commented on that report, though it does continue to interview the surviving crew members. Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden defending himself after he made a series of gaffes on the campaign trail recently, like confusing New Hampshire for Vermont. Last night he said on Stephen Colbert's Late Show,
"Any gaffe that I have made, and I've made gaffes like every politician I know has, have been not about a substantive issue, been about I'm trying to talk about what other people have done."
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors declaring the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump honoring NBA Hall of Famer Jerry West today as the president will present the former L.A. Lakers star with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The 81-year-old West has also worked as an NBA executive. The president saying West has had an outstanding career both on and off the court. The NFL season starts tonight. The kickoff to the NFL's 100th season features the Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Bears. Packers QB Aaron Rodgers says that matchup is appropriate for the kickoff to a very special season.
I think it's pretty fitting, you know, considering it's the oldest rivalry in the game. We've played each other, you know, so many times. It's always been a great rivalry. It's one of the special ones in the history of professional sports.
For decades, American youngsters have played with plastic green Army toy soldiers, but they've always been male. Starting next year, women will finally get represented by Scranton-based toy company BMC, which is launching a new line of plastic Army women next fall, just in time for Christmas. The BMC owner, Jeff Imel, says the new product line will feature female soldiers in four different poses and will be offered in packs of 24 figures. Imel says he's been toying with the idea for several years, but it was a letter from a retired service woman asking for female toy soldiers for her granddaughters that jump-started his work on the project. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the five ways you can deal with mid-year cash flow problems. I'll tell you about a new bill in New Jersey that bans you from asking an applicant about their salary history. We'll tidy up your office a little bit with five office organization tips, and I'll discuss why you should create